Brother Grand Chaplain, are you on the line? Brother Grand Chaplain, are you on the line?
I am right here.
Yes,
pray
sir.
With me, my right. Brothers. Hear us and help us, O Lord, as we bow before thee, seeking thy divine favor, asking your divine presence, knocking on the gates of heaven so that our prayers might be heard. We beseech thee, Lord, to open the windows of heaven and pour out upon us a blessing to help us make it through the coming week. Amen. Brothers, we come again this evening as men of Omega assembled so that we can lean on each other, help each other through troubling and difficult days, encourage one another, and ask God's help in finding our way. Oh, this is the second time on December 1st that we've gathered, for we were here 171 strong this morning at 6:30 a.m., following yesterday where we had 178 men of Omega on the prayer line, a new Saturday-Sunday weekend record. Oh, I look forward to a record-breaking number tonight as we come to the other side of town. Oh, my brothers, we are more than happy that Omega leadership sets a sterling example in prayer expression. For daily, we have with us our first Vice Grand Bossless, Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Records and Seal, Sherman Charles, our Grand Keeper of Finance, Lee Rideout, and our Grand Counselor, Kremeth O'Semitha. Oh, where would we be without the continued leadership of past Grand Bossalai, GB35, Dorothy Miller, and GB40, Antonio Knox, who bow with us daily? And look at what it does for all of us to have former Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, well as our immediate past Grand Chaplain Walter T. Richardson, both holding high the bloodstained banner. They continue to give spiritual leadership to our ranks. And our ranks are strengthened daily by the presence of Johnny Smith, our immediate past Grand Keeper of Finance. But look here. When all Omega men are gathered together, none sits higher than GB42, Ricky Lawrence Lewis, who is more than the face of Omega, because he is a force multiplier when men of old gold and royal purple are assembled. He's been enjoying this weekend in the splendor of California sunshine after a brutally cold week in the Middle West. Oh, come speak to the men of Omega, Brother Grand, as we close this holiday weekend. The line is yours.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Grand. Good evening, brothers from warm Los Angeles. Brother Clemens and all the brothers on Michael Brown, I could tell you, man, it's been beautiful in Los Angeles, man. I think it was 75, 78 degrees today. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly want to say happy Sunday to the prayer aligned brothers. And welcome to December. Boy, this year has gone by really, really quickly. I certainly want to thank our spiritual leader here in the 12th District, Brother Chuck Clemens, for his leadership. Brother Grand Chaplain, thank you for your leadership as well. And we appreciate your wife allowing you to serve this great organization. Brother, just some information for you. On December 4, in a couple of days, we're going to speak to every new brother, graduate and undergraduate, who've been into this, coming to this organization through MSP. And if you'd like to just come in and listen, because that's all you're going to be able to do. I'm going to be doing all the talking and answering your questions. But if you want to listen, send me an email or send me a text, and then I'll send you the link, and you can just pop on and listen. It's going to last more than about 30 minutes. Then on December 10, we're going to have our Supreme Council meeting next week. If you want to sit in and listen on that as well, you can email me or email Brother Grand Chaplain or email your DR to get a link to come in. And on December 14th, we're going to be in the Hyatt in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're going to bestow the Lifetime Achievement Award on our fraternity brother, Brother George Clinton. So if you can make a note of those dates. And, of course, the Undergraduate Summit is in January in Atlanta, and the Dr. Moses C. Norman Senior Leadership Conference in July in Detroit. You know, so, brothers, we thank you for all your work you do. We thank you for everything you do. Brother, you on my mind is real. Call and check on a brother. It's the season. It's a tough season for a lot of us. Call and check on a brother, see how he's doing, check on his family. This also is a season for giving. We know some chapters are giving out warm jackets and socks and food to the homeless, backpacks to some of the children. We know brothers are going to be visiting the sick and the shut-in. We got fraternity brothers who are sick and shut-in, and we know you're going to be donating to your favorite cause. So, brother, we say thank you. I appreciate everything you do for our great organization. Keep up the good work. The work you do doesn't go unnoticed. December 15 is the deadline for the Fatherhood and Mentoring newsletter. You should have gotten that from your Fatherhood and Mentoring chair. Please submit information about the great work we're doing in our organization that's related to Fatherhood and Mentoring. And, of course, brother, we need everyone to read the International Strategic Plan. And, brother, we need everybody to read the Code of Conduct in terms of what's happening with social media. We're going to continue to talk about it. I certainly commend Brother Kip Wilson, who continues to raise the awareness for all of us. Be careful of what we do and say when we got those colors on our back and those letters across our chest. Brother Grant, thank you. I'm going to stay on, Brother Grant, to answer any questions brother may have for some good fellowship, some criticism, how we can make the organization better. But any sentiments brothers may have, I'm going to stay on after the prayer call to have some good fellowship. Brother Grant, thank you for this opportunity again. Thank you for your service. And thank you, brothers, for your service of serving the greatest fraternity on earth, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. I yield, Brother Grant.
All right. Thank you, Brother Grant. Looking forward to the fellowship. Brothers, the 12th District is alive and well due to the spiritual nurture provided by our brother, the chaplain of the 12th, the Reverend Chuck Clemens. Oh, he is a guiding light to the 12th, but this evening his lamp gives spiritual light and guidance to the whole of the Omega Nation. Oh, he's a solid rock upon whom we all can lean as he leans on the everlasting arm. Brother Clemens, tell us, is there a word from the Lord? The line is yours.
Amen, Brother Grant. There is indeed a word. God is so good. He's so good to us. We have so much to give thanks for. And Brother Grant, Chaplain Roy, I give thanks to God for you, your example, your leadership, you and your dear wife. And you indeed are a friend to all Omega men. For our grand bosslers, Brother Ricky Lawrence Lewis, you are the leader among leaders, and yet the servant among servants, and grateful for your friendship, grateful for fellowship with you and you, brothers. When I called in to hear my chapter brother, Brother Bernard Fisher, Big Fish, greeting us, and knowing that the halls of Omega, from Alpha all the way to the end, is well guarded by men such as you, each district. And I'm grateful to be on this line. And I could say, as the scripture says, I was glad when they said to me, go to the house of the Lord. And brothers, where two or three are gathered in his name, we're in his house. Whether we're on Zoom or whether we're in person, when we gather together in his name, it's like we're having church right there. So my heart just skipped a beat and felt good and glad to be here and so grateful. And let me also say this. What a great example of my previous, our immediate past district chaplain, Brother Brown, is on the wall of prayer all the time. If y'all know from the west side, that's 3:30 in the morning. And some days I'm walking the halls at the hospitals down at UCLA at that time, and I'm so grateful to know that he has not just my back, but all of our back in prayer. Brothers, this is December 1st, day 336, 1 Thessalonians 1 through 5, and the theme is stay on target. And as a subtopic, I like to say living and loving like Jesus. Stay on target, living and loving like Jesus. As I introduce this, brothers, it is now more than ever necessary for people who say they follow the Lord to live and love like Jesus. Because when we look at the life of Jesus, how he lived, what he said, what he did, how he met people right where they were at. I think about some of the neighborhoods here in L.A. You can have high rises and penthouses overlooking the sea. But then you can drive a few blocks and you're right down seeing people eating out of a garbage can, women with their children sleeping in cars. I know my profile brother could speak to that because that's in Philly as well. It's in Detroit. It's in all of our cities. But isn't it good to know that the God that we serve is not a respecter of persons? He gives us oil in our lamps, so with our Christian manhood and scholarly attainments, we're willing to walk with kings and commoners and treat both fair and right, and thus reflect our God and our Creator, and love one another as an example. And so as I read from 1 Thessalonians, let's think about this as we celebrate the season of Thanksgiving and also the need for brother, you're on my mind. We have Omega Wellness here in the 12th D. Look in on a brother. Uplift a brother. Uplift a sister or somebody in the community who needs to know that love is real and we're trying to live in love like Jesus, and that's how we stay on target. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be to you. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before God and our Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but with power and the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of our Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Oh, brothers, there's a lot there. But this opening greeting, the Apostle Paul is gladly remembering the kind of people the Thessalonians were and how they changed and how their life had radically changed and how through the good news of Jesus Christ, they came to faith, their lives were transformed, and the communities too. And brothers, as I go through the overview, let's think about and rejoice this Thanksgiving that through Omega, communities are being changed. We have opportunities, as Brother Grant shared, to sit in and listen on a host of Omega men that are joining our ranks, to hear about the direction and guidance of our Grand Council, and even to adhere for our code of conduct, all of which to give a point to the spirit of Omega so we can go forward in the battle for what's right in this society. An overview. Church at Thessalonica was in many ways a model church. Paul had many things to commend the believers for: the exemplary faith, diligent service, patient steadfastness, and overflowing joy. But in the midst of his commendation, Paul voices a word of caution. Abounding in the work of the Lord is only one step removed from abandoning the work of the Lord through complacency. Thus, Paul exhorts Thessalonians to excel in their faith, to increase in their love for one another, and to give thanks for all things. At the same time, to know Christ must always be their primary goal. In short, Paul encourages them to stay on target as they labor for the Lord. And brothers, this exhortation to them is true for us. Maybe it's recently in the few years that you've joined the folds of Omega, or maybe you have 10, 20, maybe you have 4 decades of membership. There's somehow, some way we all can be better and reflect the love of God in our life more and the living of God in our life more too. Well, we celebrate chapter of the year at times, once a year, or even Omega Man of the Year, or different service achievements, and these things we ought to celebrate, and they're right. Let's consider how, just as we excel for those things, we excel for them in our life in practical ways that impact our families, impact our communities, and impact the great cause of Omega. And brothers, I'm sure you could think of 1, 2, 3 people that maybe were the inspiration for you to become an Omega Man, or even you think of people that inspire you today that keeps encouraging you to live out the creed as an Omega Man. Oh, brothers, I'm sure you may be that example for someone else too. Let's keep doing it all the more. Your daily walk. Do you believe Jesus Christ is? Do you behave as if Jesus Christ is coming again? First question is straightforward and simple to answer. Either you do or you don't. But the second is more difficult because it involves looking for practical, everyday ways to translate your belief into your behavior, and then making those activities and attitudes a priority in your daily life. In other words, brothers, today is a great day to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. And when we mention staying on target, it has to do with focus. about a year ago, I got my first set of glasses, and I was having some headaches, and I love to read. I read a lot. You'll see stacks of books around my house. I read a great deal of history and theology and sociology. And I started getting headaches, and my wife said, you know, honey, you need to go to the doctor. Maybe you're having some problem with your eyes. You should check it out. And sure enough, thank God for that good advice, I go and I find out, oh, indeed, I have some eye issues. And they gave a diagnosis, and they also gave me some glasses. And brothers, now with these new pair of glasses, I see things quite better. I'm able to examine what I read more closely. Now, why am I saying this? Without the right focus, you don't see things quite right. You won't see others right. You won't even see oneself right. And so when the Bible says we're to take the plank out of our own eye, we could see the speck in another person, it's good to evaluate ourselves. Brother Graham did something courageous. He asked for feedback, and not just good, but also anything that could be done better. And that takes courage, and I'm grateful for that example. So let us all have that eye exam, and not just EYE exam, but capital I exam. And just know that your God is the one that will help you, and he'll help me to see things right and to do right. Each of the five chapters of 1 Thessalonians ends with an exhortation based on the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. Read and indicated verses prayerfully, then write out the steps for each behavior in that you can do and I can do today to put those beliefs to work. So we see here in the devotional, chapter 1, 9 through 10, I look for someone to serve as I wait for God's Son, because there's a day that we'll stand before him. So let's serve. Chapter 2, 19 through 20, I can glorify God. That means to honor him and honor others. Chapter 3, 11 through 13, I can increase in love and also righteous living. That's doing the right thing when people look and also when people don't. Chapter 4, 13 through 18, I'll comfort someone today with the thought of his coming. And the hope of heaven indeed is a good comfort to those who are struggling in health and those who are struggling in life in general. Chapter 5, 23, 24, set apart for God's service, meaning that there's a willingness to let God use you mind, body, and spirit. And, oh, brothers, you guys, each and every one of you have been at some form of service, and there are people who are waiting for us to keep on being of service to God and serving others. Insight. Graduate course for kindergarten Christians. Prophecy is often considered a weighty subject that's reserved for mature, well-taught Christians and seminary graduates. Not the case. But Paul spent considerable time teaching prophecy to new converts, as he does in chapter 5, verses 1 to 2. How knowledgeable are you of God's blueprint for the future? Well, brothers, as we face these days, the one who gave life and began life has promised there'll be a time where all life will stand before him. But between now and then, we can be of encouragement to each other, as we're already doing. I praise God for each and every one of you prayer warriors that's on the wall. As Brother McGriff says, reporting for duty every day, seeking the Lord. And let's keep on doing that until the good Lord calls us into Omega Chapter. Let's be found faithful. And let's have a good time along the way and show what true friendship looks like to a world that doesn't know it. Prayer request. Brother Bobby Henry and Zeta Chi, praising God for 42 years of marriage to his loving Delta Sigma Theta wife, Bertha Henry, who's recuperating for full knee surgery. We praise the Lord for that, 42 years. Brother Myers III, 84, mother went from labors to reward. We pray for comfort for Brother Myers, who's his mother, Sister Agnes Joanne Joan Evans, entered her rest this Wednesday, November 20th. And then from Brother Willie Franklin, brothers, 2 years ago, I entered prayer calls I would normally do, and I asked that you would pray for me. Chaplain of that day heard me and acknowledged my request for that, and I was thankful after being diagnosed with cancer. Today, I would like to thank you for your prayers. It's been prayed early, I believe, and I'm cancer-free, and I owe it all to God. Praise the Lord with you, Brother Franklin. What a praise report. God heals, and he hears, answers prayer. Praise report. Thank brothers for keeping Brother James Battle, Capital Omega 71, in your prayers. And he's out of intensive care, off respirator, and he's in a regular room. We praise the Lord. His prayer request for Brother Mike, Capital Omega. And brothers, Continue lifting prayer. My sister Hazel Hill, who remains hospitalized in Montgomery, Alabama. The surgical procedure was successful. She'll probably be discharged tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And then Brother Clowney also sends praise report for the warm welcome we received from members of Montgomery, Alabama. The Gold Pot Kickball Classic in Montgomery. Praise the Lord for Brother Clowney. November 20th, 1956, to Alpha Gamma Chapter. His dedication to the fraternity and its impact on those around him will be remembered fondly. As we honor his memory, we extend a heartfelt condolences to his family, friends, and fraternity brothers. Brother Huey's legacy lives on through the lives he touched and the contributions he made to Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Incorporated, and community. May he rest in peace. Brothers Zeta Chi Chapter, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, are mourning the passing of Brother Carol Bannister and Brother Ricky Gardner. These are the chapter's second and third such losses in the last 2 weeks. Please keep the families lifted in prayer. Thank you, Brother Dorsey C. Miller. They're requesting prayers for Brother Ernest McCrary, Lambda Phi Chapter, who experienced a total loss, fire on his home. In the middle of the night, his child alerted him to the smoke, and shortly after they exited the house exploded. My Lord, grateful to God for keeping their lives. This is our brother, District Chaplain Tim Sims. We thank God for him. We thank God that the Lord rescued that family. Keep the McCrary family in prayer. The brother, Virgil Thompson, Beta Psi, asking for prayers for Bob Ingram, who currently is in the hospital for prostate cancer and is at this time is in treatment. Treatment is successful. And then Brother Sean O. Williams requests prayers for those in the world who suffer from autoimmune deficiency syndrome, AIDS. Prayers for strength and compassion to those who serve as caregivers to loved ones and others. Prayerfully submitted, Brother Sean Williams. And then Brother Chris Lias suffered cardiac arrest this weekend. He is at Willis Knighton Hospital in North Shreveport. His body is shutting down. He is a member of Rho Omega Chapter here in Shreveport. And with thanks from Brother Azrael McLean, immediate past district chaplain, who we love dearly. And brothers, I ask your prayers. Last week, a mother of a four-month-year-old at the hospital which I serve lost her baby. And just ask your prayers for her. Her mother, the grandmother that it is, and the family as she is walking through this season of devastating loss, that the Lord would comfort her in a supernatural way. And then, brothers, for the Supreme Council, we thank God for them, past and present, who are on the line. GB42, Brother Ricky Lewis, Grand Chaplain Roy Johnson. Ask the Lord's blessing on our 12th District Representative, Brother Ed Young. Grateful to God for him and his friendship, the entire 12th DE Board, and all men of Omega. East Coast, West Coast, globally, First District, all the way through the 13th. And brothers, with that, we go to prayer, and then I'll yield to Brother Graham. Eternal God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our times are in your hands. Your hands are powerful. They're unstoppable. They are almighty. And most of all, they are good. Thank you for the good brothers of Omega Psi Phi. Thank you for every one of them on the line and even those that couldn't make it. Thank you that you put together a band of brothers that are about the good work in this world. We thank you that we have oil from heaven, which is the Holy Spirit, poured into our lamps so that this little light of ours, we're going to let it shine wherever you have us to go. Thank you that we know love because it was laid down, showed us by laying down for us at the cross for our sins. We're grateful that after you died on the cross, Jesus, 3 days later, you rose with all power. And that same power you extend to us to to live in love like you, Jesus. I ask your blessings on every single one on the line. Any bowed heads from grief, that you would lift them up. anyone disturbed from troubles and finances that you deliver. And we give high praise for all the answered prayers. We praise God, one brother for over 42 years of marriage. One brother called to you and you healed him of cancer. One brother sought you and you gave comfort. And, Father, we thank you for your divine rescue, touching that little baby that waked up her daddy, and they were able to get out of the house before an explosion. What a good God you are. You're good. We get fired up when we start thinking about your goodness. If we were to just, as the song says, if we had 10,000 tongues to sing, oh, we couldn't praise you enough. You're good to us. You love us. You're faithful. You're kind. You're holy and you're right. And you change lives. We're thankful for the brotherhood. We're thankful for older brothers who've borne the heat of the day and are still on the battle line. We're grateful for younger brothers that bring enthusiasm and strength and vigor to the cause. And, Father, we're grateful for the beloved Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We ask your blessings on us. Keep us, guide us, guard us. Keep us focused on the aim. Grant us to have joy and fellowship with each other, to live well, love well, serve well. And when our time comes, oh, to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. And we'll give you praise and glory. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ. And Omega Men said amen.
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 Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All pastors have a wonderful evening. This is Brother Frank Robinson.
God bless you all, brother.
Amen, brother.
God bless y'all, brother. I find it all.
God bless you.
Brother Tony Kirk signing off.
Okay, Captain Kirk.
Have a blessed evening, my brother.
Over and out.
Big brother Deacon Earl.
Yes. Good to see you this morning, brother.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Michael Brown from the other side of town.
God bless you.
Amen, brother. Brother Willie Franklin, signing off.
Amen, brother. Brother J.B. Porter, signing off.
All right, Grant. I hear you on now.
I love you all.
All right, Brother Grant. How are you?
Hey, Ross.
Yes, sir.
My man.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Have a blessed evening.
You too, brother.
If the Lord willing, I'll hear you in the morning. Brother Towns, signing off.
All right, Brother Towns. Have a good one.
God bless you
all.
All
right,
Bounty.
All right, Pooh.
Brother Smith, Hampton, GA.
Yes.
Georgia.
Tell Denise we said hey.
Where do you tell Teresa the same? Tell Juanita the same too, brother.
Will do, brother. Will do.
Brother Greg Lewis on?
Yeah.
I'm feeling some kind of way about the L.A. Chargers coming to Atlanta and beating up on us today.
That was expected.
I don't know. I was right there, and it looked like a lot of y'all fans were a little nervous. But then after the second quarter, they were smiling and cheering and had a face of confidence you would not believe.
And y'all need to put Pennies in and put Cousin on the bench. That's what y'all need to do.
Well, everybody in the whole stadium was, the Falcons fans, we were yelling it, but I guess the coach didn't hear us.
Might have called Raheem and let him know what's going on.
Brother Gray and Ricky L. Lewis. If you can hear me, it's Brother Roosevelt Lawrence from Detroit. I understand that the brothers in Detroit had a good meeting with you on last week while you were in this frigid weather. I'm glad you had a chance to get up out of here and get back out to the West Coast. But I do have a question regarding the code of conduct, a document of that. And there was another document that you mentioned, a policy document. I'd like to know if I can get copies of those.
Yeah, with the ISP. You have it already, Brother Lawrence. Do you get emails from IHQ?
You know what? I'm going to say I don't think so, but I'll check here in the next 5 or 10 minutes to take a look.
Yeah, that was sent out to all the brothers last week. If you don't have it, you know, let me know. Text me an email address. I'll send it to you. But the ISP was sent out to all the brothers, and then your DR, Brother Long, I think, is going to send it out again tomorrow or Tuesday. So you'll get it. If you own any kind of distribution in your district, you'll get it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And just want to say, to the brothers on the line, National Chaplain Roy Johnson with the I, what a brother. Him and Fisher, Brother Fisher and Brother Robinson, they truly hold it down every day.
That's a lot of applesauce. Mm.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just calling it like it is. And I've made it a point to reach out to some of the younger bros here at New Omega Chapter and some of the other chapters here in southeastern Michigan to make sure they're on that prayer line. I salute all the brothers, and I'm going to say good night.
Brother Grant, this is Gregory Wayne Smith again. Even though y'all beat up on us, y'all still got to go through Baltimore. All roads are going to go through Baltimore at one point.
You mean the Baltimore that got beat today? That Baltimore?
They got beat? Oh, I fell asleep on it. Oh, no.
Hey, they too.
Do the homework first, bro.
Yeah.
They got beat down, bro.
It couldn't have been that bad when I fell asleep. I think it was they were only 2 points behind.
There's a winner, and then there's a loser of a football game. That's it.
Mm.
2 points. Oh, man.
And your team is whoever's speaking?
Yeah, Roosevelt Lawrence, New Omega Chapter Detroit, the Detroit Lions, bro.
Oh, yeah, I figured. Okay, my props off to you, bro. You can speak loudly this year. Yes, sir.
No, brothers like Porsche, Jerry Ball, Cubes that played with the Lions back in the day, but they, of course, Barry Sanders and others, but, for the football season, and this game today just epitomized the talent these guys have in Baltimore right now. It's just a ball game of its own. Snow all over the place, but they're still out there, entertaining their fans. So, all right, I'll yield.
Greg Smith, can you act as traffic cop for the balance of this evening? We still have 21 brothers on. We started with better than 80. My mother has been hospitalized this evening up in West Virginia, and I want to check on, see how that is going.
Yes, my prayers are with your mother, and I will take care of that for you, sir.
Thank you.
Brother Kenny, here, question for Brother Graham. What
yes,
hospital
sir.
Is she in? What hospital is she in?
I'm guessing Memorial, but I don't have confirmation of that. But I will let you know.
I would like to visit her.
All right. I'll let you know. Thank you. Good day for Lady Hale.
More news to be expected. I did text you.
Okay.
But I'll know tomorrow, whatever.
Okay. Not a lot moves on the weekend.
No.
With diagnostics, not a lot moves on the weekend. All righty. We'll talk tomorrow.
Doctor. Yes, sir. In the morning.
Take care, brother.
Good evening again, brothers. We have Brother Graham, Ricky, Lawrence Lewis on the line. If you have any questions, any comments, or just want to say good evening to our grand brother, do us a favor, please announce yourself by giving your name. And if you do so, if you wish to, give your chapter as well so that we can recognize you.
Brother Kenny Hale, 474 New Beta, currently with Psi Beta Beta Chapter, Huntington, West Virginia. I did want to thank the brothers for lifting up my wife in prayer on this prayer call. And I thank you for, all the prayers that during this holiday season for the good health, wealth, and mental status of each brother. And I yield, and I'll say good night.
Thank you, Brother Hale. We are still in prayer, lifting up your wife. Is there another? Is there anyone from Pennsylvania? Harrisburg area?
Sorry, Brother Eric Kirkland, but Brother Grant satisfied all of my questions, so I would just like to say good evening to him. God bless him and his family. And thank you for the outstanding leadership.
Thank you, Brother Kirkland. Thank you, Brother Kirkland. I appreciate you, man. God bless you as well. And thank you for your kind wishes. We just servant leaders, man. That's what we are, brother. We just servant leaders, man. I appreciate your kind words.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like Brother Graham came to serve and not be served. Is there another that would like to say greetings to Brother Graham, Ricky, Lawrence, Lewis?
Hey, Brother. Smith, this is Brother Clark, Hinesville, Georgia. I just say yes. Good evening to Brother Graham, Lewis. Want to say bless you and your family over this holiday season. And I want to thank all the brothers for the prayers. It's been the anniversary of my daughter's death 2 years ago today. And I want to thank all the brothers for the lifting up my wife and I up in prayers this evening. And so have a good evening. Thank you, brothers.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Clark. Our condolences again and still to you and you and your family. We certainly hoping and wishing for comfort as you remember your daughter's death. Again, our condolences, brother.
Thank you, Brother Graham. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And please, Brother Clark, again, as you know, we live about 8 minutes off of 75. 8 minutes off of Interstate 75. You are welcome any time of day, any time of night.
I already know, Brother Smith. I thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother, for the
tell Sister Arlen we love her, and she's in both of our prayers. and our various prayer groups that we are in. I mentioned to her yesterday, and she immediately went into prayer. So, yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not for you, but
and I would also like to lift Brother Grant, Brother Johnson's mother up in prayer as well. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Is there another brother that would like just to say hello? Oh, would just like to thank the Lord for being here. This is not guaranteed. This is Gregory Wayne Smith again. I just found out a good friend of mine, childhood friend. We grew up, they were three brothers, the Towns brothers, Towns without the E, T-O-W-N-S, in Washington, D.C., and Larry, the oldest Towns brother, passed away. I've been knowing them since I was in the third grade. And the other two brothers are still living. But it's just a sad occasion because a lot of the people still live in that old neighborhood that I grew up in after all these years. And so the whole neighborhood's kind of mourning. He was the neighborhood's big brother, so just died, unexpectedly. So tomorrow's not guaranteed, brothers. So I know you feel like I do, just thankful for this day and this moment to be able to fellowship in the name of the Lord. This is a beautiful thing. Brother Grant, Ricky Lawrence Lewis talked about code of conduct, and whenever I get a chance, whenever I get an opportunity, I mention that we are strong, about 350 strong on this prayer call, and you should see the eyes that light up. Omega Man praying, not having their tongues hanging out in there. Shoestrings, boot strings untied and hopping and, all this other carrying on. We are about manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. And we uplift the community and each other through prayer. So always let the Lord shine. Always let the Lord's light shine on us and let others know that we are praying for them as well. Is there another brother on the 12th District prayer call that would like to say something? I'm not sure what you said, brother, but it seemed impactful. Is there another? They would like to say hello.
Well, hello, Brother Grant. Brother Ross.
Hey, Brother Ross, how you been?
All right, just taking it easy. Taking it easy.
Brother Ross, please send our love to your Queen Winnie.
I will. She's not there.
That's a good thing. She gets her rest. Amen?
Yes. She's going to do that. I just sit back quietly. So I just been listening. That's all.
I had the wonderful opportunity to attend Bible study this morning at Friendship Baptist Church, the oldest African-American church in Atlanta. It may be in the country. I'm not sure. It's a very distinguished church. It's a beautiful church. It was redone thanks to, I think it was $19 or $21 million they received from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, who bought part of the land. But anyway, I was there with Brother Clowney this morning at his, our esteemed brother, Dr. Earl Clowney, at Friendship Baptist Church Bible study this morning. It was an awesome experience. Anytime we're in the presence of the Lord, learning about the Lord, you just can't beat it. So, and one day if I'm down in Fort Valley, Georgia, I would love to stop in and fellowship with you and Queen Winnie.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Brother Smith. Welcome anytime, man. But First Baptist, Warner Robins. First Baptist Church on Garment Street, Warner Robins, Georgia.
Yes.
210-088.
Okay. Yes, sir.
210-88. Yep.
Is that, I'm familiar. I've heard some of my coworkers talk about that church, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my wife and I, Teresa and I, were looking at, we were trying to make it out to, we're trying to do a trip to California. We would love to see my nephew who lives out there. He's in L.A. When he's there, he's either here at Tyler Perry Studios or there in L.A. We're trying to catch him when he's in L.A. If we do secure that trip, we cannot come to L.A. without visiting Heidi, who is the queen of Michael Brown from the other side of town. We would love to fellowship with them as well. So,
I pray you get an opportunity to do that.
Yes, sir.
You'll get one. I believe you will.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we we were looking. What's today? Sunday. We were looking Friday night until our eyeballs got tired. No, Saturday night. Yesterday we were looking until our eyeballs got tired. So yeah, we've got a couple of trips we got to plan here soon. But it's just a matter of where the Lord wants us to land. We would love to visit Brother Grant Lewis also, but he travels so much, I'm sure it's hard for him to keep up with himself sometimes.
Yeah, those time zones can be challenging, man, I tell you. You wake up at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock for a meeting at 7, and you have to dine on you. It's really 2 o'clock back at home, right? You're like, what you doing walking around 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir. And we always give thanks to your queen for allowing you to do what you do for Omega Sci-Fi, because we know it's a huge, on a grand level type sacrifice. So we appreciate it.
Brother Ross, on and off.
Have a good day, Brother Ross. We'll hear you in the morning.
Okay. See you in the morning.
Well, brothers, it's 9:49 p.m. here on the East Coast.
Let's go ahead and sign off, Brother Smith, and everybody get back with their families. And we thank everybody for jumping on tonight, brothers. Thank you. We appreciate you. And if you need me for anything, just let me know.
Thank you, Brother Graham.
Thank you, brothers.
Take care, brothers. Thanks for calling.
Have a great night.
God willing, see you guys in the morning.